Okay. It being 7:35, I am going to, and the fact that we have a quorum, I am going to start the meeting. Sorry, it's 7:35. I'll start with our opening statement. We'll give an opportunity for anyone who's not yet seated to come in. This door has to stay. Only closes if it's in confidence. Yeah. So council acknowledges that we meet on the traditional lands and waters of the Paramake and Kaurna people. They are custodians of this ancient and beautiful land, and so we pay our respects to elders past, present and emerging. We will care for this country together by ensuring the decisions we make will be guided by the principle that we should never decrease our children's ability to live on this land. We have two apologies, Mayor Wisdom and also Councillor Parkin. We have no leave of absence. Does anyone have a declaration of interest to make this evening? No? Moving on to presiding members' opening remarks. I don't have any particular opening remarks. Obviously, there is only the one item that we are dealing with this evening. We have a public forum, but if I look up, it doesn't look like there's anyone that needs to present to us as part of that part of the meeting. So I'll move on to item seven, and just before I do get Councillor Herman to move his motion and speak to it, we did have a query about whether we needed to incorporate in previous aspects of the last motion, for example, the funding being subject to an agreement. That's not necessary because this references that previous motion, and it also is not rescinding it in any way. So the remainder of that motion still stands. Obviously, the two aspects that will be considered tonight is point one around the magnitude of our contribution, and part two, the reference to Tea Tree Gully Council. So I will now hand it over to Councillor Herman to move his motion and seek a seconder.
I formally move the motion as I'm on the screen. That's one and two. I won't read it out, and should there be a seconder, I'll speak to the motion.
Speak to it to seek a seconder.
I'll speak to it now. Now, in the background that I'd submitted, I outlined what I saw to be the three issues which influenced the earlier resolution. From previous meetings and workshops, it seems that there was an overwhelming support for this community-led hub to proceed, but more information was required. The original recommendation from staff was for $325,000. The amendment reduced this figure to a minimum of $160,000, or about half of what the club originally sought. This did not preclude the figure of $325,000 as a maximum, and was carried very closely, 5-4. But not all members were present, and there are members here tonight that weren't here when that decision was made. The community's share of funding, the total project, if we look at the global figure, is $4,231,000. That's the total project cost, and the community's contribution is $2,284,000, or 54% of the total project cost, which is well above what a normal application for funding would be. In general terms, a club might be expected to put in 25%, the council might put in 25%, and then 50% elsewhere. It might be federal or state funding, so it's well above what would normally be expected. During the debate on the motion, Councillor Cheetah suggested that to minimise the impact on a single-use budget, that payments could be staged. The officer's report supports that view, and the motion before you allows for that to occur. The resolution 274/23, which is in your documents, dated the 6th of November, part 5, which we talked about a bit earlier, authorises the CEO to develop a funding agreement. This document is designed to protect the council's interests as well as those of the club. The financial stability of the council is not affected, as there still would be a projected surplus this financial year of over $1.1 million, and that figure falls within the approved range for surpluses. I understand that the Office of Recreation, Sport and Racing has not yet completed its assessment of the current applications, and as such, this application is still well alive. It would be a great chance, it would stand a greater chance if the successful assessment, if the council committed $325,000 to the project. There is no doubt that there is widespread community support, as evidenced by the support that has come to this council and the financial support that has been provided, and that will now allow the council the opportunity to give the project its best shot by supporting the motion, which I now commend to the chamber.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Gill, you'd like to second and speak to the motion?
I'd like to second and reserve my right to speak.
No worries. Thank you, Councillor Gill. Would anyone else like to speak to this motion? Councillor Pascali.
Thank you, and through you, Deputy Mayor. I have been absent for meetings and workshops over this motion, and I actually think that's... while it means I haven't been able to publicly support it until now, I think it's actually been a good thing, because I've been able to look at just what's provided in front of us. And I just want to thank Councillor Herman for not only providing a motion that I feel very comfortable with in the financial standing, and as I expressed to Councillor Herman outside of the chamber, I think we'd be in a very precarious position if our presiding member of the Audit Committee put forward a motion that put us into financial difficulty. So I do trust the numbers that you've crunched behind this. But I also want to thank you for continuing to advocate for your community. I learn a lot from you in this chamber, and I think your advocacy over this and with this community is another thing that I have learnt from. So thank you for that. I had the opportunity to meet the members of the Houghton Hub at our event last week, and it was really great to hear from them firsthand what their vision is for this project. And it's not just a sporting facility, it is actually a community hub. And Matt, I believe his name, gave me this great story about growing up in Streaky Bay, where the football club was where the community came together. But if you weren't into football, it's actually became isolating because you couldn't be a part of that community. And that's not what he wants from this hub. He wants it to be for all of his community, no matter whether they're into football, cricket, or any other sport or not. So I was sold on that, and I'm just really thankful for this motion, in which I feel really comfortable in supporting tonight. So thank you, Councillor Herman.
Thank you, Councillor Pascali. Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Mudge.
Almost forgot there. Yeah. look, this is an interesting one, and as I said last time we debated this, I felt a little bit uncomfortable with it, but I'm now satisfied with the things that have been put in. One of the things that I was concerned about, and I think some of the other elected members who spoke on the previous debate, was that there hadn't been any sort of engagement with City of Tea Tree Gully. And as I've said, I think in private correspondence to elected members, this facility, as the crow flies, is only 750 metres away from Tea Tree Gully Council. And I grew up in the area, and I know for a fact that there are lots of people in Tea Tree Gully Council that use this facility, and it would be great if they could support it in some way. Certainly financially would be fantastic. I do think there are precedents around the place where facilities on the borders of councils are actually supported by both councils. And in fact, there are cases where multiple councils have supported a facility that's on the border of all of them. So I think there is a little bit of a precedent for this this sort of support, and it would be great if City of Tea Tree Gully could provide some support to it. My other concern was the impact on our deficit. Well, sorry, on our surplus, I should say. We're always having surpluses. I'm quite happy with the idea that we spread it out over a period of years so it doesn't have a huge headline impact on the surplus. And on reflection, actually, even once the first amendment was lost at the previous meeting, I was almost prepared to go for the full 325, which I'm prepared to now. So I'm supportive of this motion. I thank Councillor Herman for persisting with it. One comment I will make is I don't think it's helpful to accuse people who espouse a view which is different to your own of not having the interests of the community at heart. And that's the interests of this particular community and the wider community, because I certainly believe that I did when I voted in the way I did previously, and I'm absolutely sure that other councillors did as well. So we need to have respectful debates on this sort of stuff in and outside the chamber with respect to this sort of thing. So I commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Mudge. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Selwood.
Thank you. I wasn't going to speak, but I just changed my mind. I think for me, what I found difficult last time we discussed this motion was the equity for other communities. And without having time to really think that through, the process did feel like it had come to us too soon to be able to really consider how that will impact other community groups, how they might perceive it, how it might look in our financial standing and all those sorts of things. So I feel like we've now had that time to be able to look at that and really think about that and had a time to chat with other community groups, and that's been really valuable. So I do thank Councillor Herman for bringing this motion back to us and giving us another opportunity to have a look at it, and I will be supporting the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Selwood. Councillor Osterstock, you'd like to speak?
Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Thank you, Deputy Mayor. Thank you, Councillor Herman, for bringing this motion to the chamber. It's a good solution, spreading the financial or potential financial contribution over 3 years. I think there will be many more opportunities, funding opportunities for other projects that we could adopt a similar sort of budgetary strategy for in the future. It lessens the, clearly lessens the impact in one financial year. It is heartening that last Tuesday the club did meet or did make a deputation in the public forum to Tea Tree Gully Council, and I believe that was received quite well. And I understand that the CEO and their director of infrastructure or their equivalent has already been out on site, that's my advice, to inspect the facility. Where that will take the applicant in terms of obtaining funding from Tea Tree Gully, potentially, I don't know, but clearly there is some interest there, and I understand from having a look at their minutes, quite a few questions were asked in relation to Paracombe and Houghton generally. So this motion that's before the chamber has my support, and likewise, I commend the motion to the chamber.
Thank you, Councillor Osterstock. Would anyone else like to speak? Councillor Grant.
Yeah, thank you, Acting Mayor. If I may, I'll ask a question.
Of course.
Ms Cummins, if I may, and thank you for being here, and I really like the colour of that shirt. but my question is, on page 5 of your report, you wrote, and I quote, Or would you like me to allow you to find the place? It begins, for the avoidance of doubt, the administration's interpretation of the motion, and specifically the meaning of the term up to 325,000 is that the intent is to commit to providing an amount up to 325,000 required by the group in order to complete the project. Could I apologise for not fully understanding what you mean. What is your interpretation of the meaning of this motion?
Through your worship, so the recommendation is to provide up to $325,000 in funding. So if the project, given the value of it, we don't know that that's going to be the exact amount. The maximum amount that this council would contribute was $325,000. As we work through the finalisation of the project with the community group, it might be that council contributes less than that. We're not going to contribute more than what the project costs. So, does that clarify the question?
Yeah, thank you. That makes complete sense. Thank you for that.
Councillor Sestock.
Thank you. Just a question. I draw the Chamber's attention to page 4 of the report, and just I note through Deputy Mayor, your comments that the current motion references the previous motion in terms of, and I quote, that this potential funding is contingent upon state and federal grant funding being forthcoming.
Correct.
However, I draw your attention to page 4 of the report, and it talks about 2023-2024, 110,000 plus GST. And I quote, payment to be made forthwith. Clearly, that's not going to occur. It will be contingent, that payment will be contingent, will it not, on the successful grant funding being forthcoming?
Yes. I mean, my understanding is based on the past motion, that's exactly the case. I think the purpose of that was just to outline how we'd go about it should they receive the state funding.
I understand. Yeah. Thank you.
Would anyone else like to speak to the motion? Councillor Herman, write a reply.
I shall thank the Chamber for their comments, and I think I'm anticipating a good outcome for the community at Parracombe. And I can't influence you on how to vote, but in terms of public perception, if the vote was unanimous, I think that would clearly demonstrate the Council's support for the project. So, they mop up.
Okay, with the debate closed, all those in favour to please indicate. Those against, that is carried unanimously, Councillor Herman. And I just before I close the meeting, I just want to reaffirm what Councillor Mudge said. I think we always do have our community's interests at heart. And with this, as I understand, some elected members did feel there were competing priorities, and that did become a challenge for us. But I think with the passage of time, what it demonstrated is we're not ideological. We're open to shifting our position on an issue. And in this instance, I think it's brought about a good one which will benefit our community. Okay, so there are no confidential items, so we'll close the meeting at 7:53 and we'll move back into workshop mode. Thank you.